Sioux City Police Chief Rex Mueller feels for people suffering from conditions covered by Iowa's medical cannabis law.
I mean, I don't know that how you can deny that from a cancer patient or somebody that genuinely has cause that would merit that.
However, Chief Mueller says medical marijuana often becomes a bridge to recreational use.
Some people say that or believe that by legalizing it, you control it, you regulate it. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think that in states like Colorado, you're seeing the unforeseen effects that legalization for recreational use has.
Colorado legalized marijuana more than 5 years ago. The National Marijuana Initiative, funded by the White House's Office of National Drug Control Policy, estimates for every dollar Colorado gained in tax revenue, taxpayers spend about $4.50 dealing with the impact.
I understand the concern on law enforcement, but I think it's a little misplaced.
Stephen Wilson is the manager of dispensaries for MedFarm Iowa. The company owns 5 locations across the state, including Sioux City, that opened in November of last year.
We have the most restrictive program in the nation, and it shows with the amount of, with the level of products that our patients can get.
MedFarm currently serves 100 patients locally with capsules, creams, and drops.
Majority of those patients coming to the Siouxland area are either dealing with pain, untreatable pain, cancer, or Parkinson's. We've had some multiple sclerosis patients as well as Crohn's, a couple HIV AIDS patients.
Iowa lawmakers are considering easing restrictions on who gets medical cards. If passed, healthcare providers could approve use for any condition they consider medically beneficial. Other plans allow for patients to legally possess more product and increasing the amount of THC in medical cannabis, the oil extracted from the pot plant. The current THC level stands at 3%.
Everyone kind of recognizes that this is something that needs to be looked at and reconsidered.
But not everyone agrees in the potential changes, including Captain Marty Riley of the Sioux City Police Department, a seasoned law officer with years of experience investigating drug crimes.
Well, marijuana is an interesting drug in the fact that the federal government still says it's illegal.
Do you think drug use has increased?
It sure feels like it. Marijuana being legal in Colorado and around us, the number of people who smoke marijuana has increased a great deal. Marijuana causes you to be a lazy do-nothing. Having more of a reason to escape reality doesn't help society.
Stephen Wilson says his company doesn't have any plans to expand beyond helping people suffering from pain and other conditions.
We, MedFarm Iowa, we understand that our role as kind of the progenitors of the industry here in Iowa is to help Iowa patients. And we have been solely focused on that from the beginning, and we will continue to be focused on that for the inevitable future.
A future, Sioux City's police chief hopes, doesn't include expanding marijuana use laws.
So that we can avoid those mistakes and how legalized marijuana is in the state of Iowa.
In Sioux City, for Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.